Manu Patra alerts dated the 1st of October 2019. Supreme Court has quashed its own verdict which introduced measures like prior inquiry before the arrest of an accused under the Scheduled Castes and Scheduled Tribes, Prevention of Atrocities Act, 1989. The court set aside the order and observed that the apex court should not have ventured to frame guidelines as it comes within the domain of legislatures. Supreme Court has observed that a complaint against Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis for allegedly failing to declare two criminal cases on his election affidavit in 2014 will be re-examined by a lower court, thereby cancelling a High Court order clearing him. Apex Court has granted 4 weeks' time to the Centre to respond to petitions challenging abrogation of Article 370 of Constitution of India, which gave autonomy and special status to Jammu and Kashmir. The five-judge Constitution bench posted all matters relating to Article 370 for the 14th of November. Further, the court noted that the deadline for implementing Jammu and Kashmir Reorganisation Act, 2019 ends on the 31st of October. Calcutta High Court has granted anticipatory bail to the former Kolkata Police Commissioner Rajiv Kumar in the Sarada Ponzi scam case. The court asked the senior IPS officers to furnish a personal bond of 50,000 rupees and a surety in order to get the anticipatory bail. Supreme Court has sought reply from Delhi, UP, Haryana and Rajasthan governments on the Environment Pollution, Prevention and Control Authorities please seeking a direction to implement the Apex Court's order to use color-coded stickers to identify nature of fuel used by vehicles plying in the National Capital Region. Supreme Court has ruled that the judgment of the Kerala High Court that the land which is used for quarrying is not covered by the term commercial site and therefore not exempted from the applicability of Kerala Land Reforms Act, 1963. The court further observed that the wider construction of the words commercial site would defeat the laudable objects of the Act. Supreme Court has sought Centre's reply on a public interest litigation seeking direction from the government to immediately restore high-speed internet services and fixed landline phone services across all hospitals and medical establishments in Jammu and Kashmir. Uttarakhand High Court has allowed the CBI to register an FIR against the Chief Minister Harish Rawat in connection with a 2016 sting video that purportedly showed him negotiating a deal to buy the support of rebel MLAs. The court gave the nod to the CBI to go ahead with its investigations in the case and lodge an FIR against Rawat after the agency submitted a report in a sealed cover on the preliminary inquiry. Gujarat High Court has directed Speaker Rajendra Trivedi to expeditiously decide on the disqualification application moved by Congress against turncoats Alpesh Thakor and Arvold Sinsala, preferably within the 2nd of November. The direction came from the court in connection with petitions filed by Congress Chief Whip in Assembly Ashwin Katwal seeking direction to the Speaker to disqualify the duo and ensure that they do not participate in the present House in any manner. Telangana High Court has issued notices to the state government and others concerned for filing counter-affidavit in a public interest litigation file challenging the state government's decision in allotting 2 acres at Kokapet in Rangareddy district at a nominal rate of 1 rupee per acre to Sri Sarada Peetham of Vishakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh. Delhi High Court has refused to stay Delhi Assembly Speaker's decision to disqualify ex-Aam Aadmi Party MLAs Anil Bajpai and Devinder Sehrawat under the anti-defection law. The court, while declining to grant an interim relief, issued notices to the office of Assembly Speaker Ram Nivas Goel, the Election Commission and AAP MLA Saurabh Bhardwaj, who had sought the disqualification of the two for having participated in BJP events. Bombay High Court has slammed the Thane Municipal Corporation, TMC, for permitting the cutting of over 3,800 trees for various private and public development projects. The court has clearly directed TMC not to touch a single tree till the next date of hearing. Delhi High Court has passed an ex parte order and directed Facebook, Instagram and Google to take down posts containing sexual harassment accusations against leading contemporary artist Subodh Gupta. These allegations were published by an unnamed co-worker on an anonymous Instagram page. Karnataka High Court has rejected a petition filed by a rape victim seeking compensation under the victim compensation scheme as she turned hostile during the trial and the accused was acquitted. The court further observed that it was clear on a perusal of the relevant clauses of the Karnataka Victim Compensation Scheme, 2007 that the victim has to cooperate with the prosecution and that the complaint filed by her should not be fabricated. Allahabad High Court has clarified that the court does not have the jurisdiction to go into issues relating to appreciation of evidence under an application filed under Section 482 of Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973 and that whether the accused had the intention to marry the victim based on which the victim gave her consent for sexual intercourse is a subject matter of evidence. Bombay High Court, while disposing of a public interest litigation against gambling and police inaction in registering first information reports, has invoked the biblical concept of fight between man's conscience and the devil to show that gambling was a social problem whose solution was in enlightening the conscience of the society. Kerala High Court has ordered a Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, probe into the murder of youth Congress workers Kripesh and Sarip Lal at Kalayat, near Periyar, in Kasaragod on the 17th of February. The court issued the directive, allowing a petition filed by the parents of the slain youths. Allahabad High Court, AHC, has explained that Employees Compensation Act, 1923 is a social security legislation providing speedy and efficient machinery for determination and payment of compensation to the employees. National Green Tribunal has directed the Delhi Jal Board, DJB, to take steps to control bad odor coming from a sewage treatment plant, STP, in Kandli. The tribunal noted the report filed by the Delhi Pollution Control Committee and the DJB, which said that laboratory analysis of the water samples collected at the outlet was not meeting the prescribed standards. Securities Exchange and Board of India, SEBI, has relaxed its norms for buyback of shares by listed companies, especially those having subsidiaries in housing finance and NBFC segments.